Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. Have you eaten enough?
这是我们中国人见面最关心的一个问候。
That is the traditional Chinese way to greet each other.
就是你吃饱了没有?
Have you eaten?
你有没有想象过没有吃饱的日子?
Have you imagined that you suffering from hunger?
我好像也没有。
I haven't.
我的年纪让我就差那么一点点错过了那一个年代。
I'm just very close to to being the age of hunger.
所以在我小时候我听到很多关于贫穷跟饥饿的事情。
So when I was little, I heard a lot of stories about poverty and hunger.
当我挑食的时候,
when I was a picky eater,
我周围的人就警告我,
people around me warned me.
我们把你丢回去10年前,
I should throw you back to 10 years ago.
让你饿一下你就知道了。
And let you experience hunger and then you will know.
所以, 我小时候的时候就知道说, 我能吃得饱, 就是一件很幸福的事情。
So since very little, I knew that I was very lucky that I can have enough food.
所以那个时候我的人生目标,
So my life goal at that time,
就是要让我的家人,
Was to feed my family.
Yeah, 能够过上一个吃得饱的生活, 吃的是一个富足的生活。
To give them an abundant life.
他们不需要再为 吃得饱吃不饱担忧,
so that nobody would get worried for being hungry.
今天我们需不需要为我们吃得饱吃不饱担忧呢?
So today, should we still be concerned of hunger?
应该都不会。
We're not.
但是我们为另外一件事情担忧。
But we're often worried about another thing.
我们今天晚上到底要吃什么?
That is, what are we going to eat tonight?
因为我们有太多的选择。
Because we have too many choices.
但是实际上圣经告诉我们,
But the Bible has told us that
富足只有一种,
there is only one kind of richness.
就是生命的富足。
That is the richness of life.
当我思想圣诞节的时候,
when I ponder on Christmas,
这一次我就想到这一节的经文。
I'm reminded of this verse.
这一节经文说, 哥林多后书第8章第9节这样说, 你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典, 他本来富足, 却为你们成了贫穷, 叫你们因他的贫穷, 可以成为富足。
2 Corinthians 8:9, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
这就是今天晚上我短讲的题目。
And this is the topic of tonight's message.
他使我们成为富足。
He made us rich.
他要带给我们的富足,
the richness he's bringing us,
不是物质上的富足,
is not material richness,
乃是生命的富足,
but an abundant life.
是透过他的恩典,
it is through his grace.
是主耶稣基督的恩典,
through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
好, 我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的恩主, 我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
感谢你使我们如今生活在美国这个地方。
Thank you for letting us live on this land.
我们不再为我们的生活衣食住行来担忧。
Where we're not worried about food and living expenses.
我们今天得以在你的里面。
Today, we are all in you.
我们可以成为富足。
We have become rich.
我们为此献上我们的感恩。
We give you our thankfulness.
我们此刻要来思想。
Now, let us think about this.
你是如何的将这样的富足赐给我们？
How have you given us this richness?
求你使我们的心能够被你的恩典所感动。
May you make our hearts be touched by your grace.
我们就可以奉献自己。
So that we can devote ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。
In Christ's name。
好，当我们讲到恩典的时候，我们常常想到的就是救赎。
When we talk about grace, we often think about salvation。
就是在罗马书第三章所提到的。
Just like in Romans 3。
他说：“如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。”
And now we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
救赎的恩典是我们都能够记住的。
The salvation is the main grace that we all keep in mind.
我们也想到他的能力。
We might also think of the might of God.
这是哥林多后书十二章提醒我们的。
This is in 2 Corinthians 12.
因为在那里，主耶稣对保罗说
Lord Jesus was saying to Paul,
我的恩典够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
但今天我们要从另外一个角度来思想他的恩典。
And today we'll ponder on the Lord's grace from another angle.
就是刚才我们所读的哥林多后书八章九节
which is in the verse we have just read, 2 Corinthians 8:9.
那这一节经文提醒我们三件事
This verse reminded us of three things.
首先第一个 恩典的源头是主耶稣基督
First, the source of grace is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那耶稣的名字是从哪里来的
？So where did the name Jesus come from？
我们通常一个孩子的名字是谁起的
？Usually who name a baby？
父母
，the parents。
有时候是祖父母
，sometimes grandparents。
但耶稣的名字是从哪里来的
？So who named Jesus？
是从天使，神借着天使给耶稣命名的。
God named him through angels。
在马太福音的第一章的二十一节说，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
In Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
他的名字告诉我们他的使命。
So his name implies his mission.
就是要将他自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来
which is to save his people from their sins
那基督这个称号是从哪里来的
and where did the title Christ come from
从马太福音的十六章
in Matthew 16
透过彼得的口
through Simon Peter
这样说你是基督是永生神的儿子
Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
然后耶稣告诉我们说，这是天上的父指示给彼得的。
And Jesus replied to Simon that, "This was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven."
耶稣为什么来到世上
？So why Jesus came into this world?
为什么是在两千年前
？Why it took place 2,000 years ago?
是为了应验旧约的预言。
To fulfill a promise made in the Old Testament.
这位称为耶稣的小孩子
This baby named Jesus.
是应验了旧约对他的预言
Fulfills the prophecy in the Old Testament.
弥迦书第五章第二节这样说
In Micah 5:2.
伯利恒以法他你在犹大诸城中为小将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, Though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from ancient times.
耶稣的名字意思是要来拯救。
So Jesus' name means God saves.
那弥迦书第五章这里又告诉我们他是要来掌权的。
And here in Micah 5:2, we can see that he will become the ruler.
就是做王的。
Which means he's the king.
这是为什么在耶稣降生以后，在他传道的时候，那么多人想拥戴他做王。
That is also why so many people during Jesus' life wanted to make him a king.
那在以赛亚书的第九章也告诉我们，
In Isaiah 9:6,
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
他说政权必担在他的肩头上。
The government will be on his shoulders.
他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他是王。
He is the king.
他是那位拯救者。
And he is the savior.
他是救基督。
He is the Christ.
他是那位受膏的弥赛亚。
He is the anointed Messiah.
他是神。
He is God.
全能的神,
Mighty God.
那耶稣自己在世界上的时候,
And when Jesus was on this earth,
他也宣告自己跟父神的关系。
He also claimed his relation with God Father.
特别在约翰福音的里面,
Especially in John,
至少有三个地方我们可以来看。
We can look at least three verses.
耶稣说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 还没有亚伯拉罕 就有了我，这是约翰福音8章58节说的。
In John 8:58, I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, Before Abraham was born, I am.
亚伯拉罕是什么年代的人？
So Abraham was from what time?
是公元前2000多年的人。
He was in the 20th century before Christ.
耶稣是公元1世纪的人。
And Jesus was born in the first century.
可是耶稣说,
but he said, before Abraham was born, I am.
为什么?
Why?
因为耶稣也在约翰福音第10章30节说,
Because we can see in John 10:30, I and the Father are one.
他在世界创造以前，他已经存在。
Before the world began, he is already there.
世界也是借着他造的。
And the world was made through him.
那当耶稣讲到将来的时候, 在他将要上十字架的时候,
When Jesus talked about his future on the cross,
然后在约翰福音17章的第5节, 耶稣说, 父啊, 现在求你使我同你享荣耀, 就是未有世界以先, 我同你所有的荣耀。
John 17:5, And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began.
未有世界以前,
before the world began,
耶稣已经与父神为一。
Jesus was already one with the Father.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他与父神永远的同在。
And he is always present with the Father.
那这里又说是主耶稣基督。
And we also call him the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
为什么他是主?
Why he is the Lord?
为什么他可以有主这个称号?
Why he had this title?
腓立比书告诉我们,
In Philippians,
腓立比书的第2章告诉我们为什么我们要称耶稣基督为主。
It tells us why we should call Jesus Christ our Lord.
是因为他在十字架上死而为我们而死。
Because he died for us on the cross.
之后他复活。
And he was raised from the dead.
第九节，第二章的第九节说， 神将他升为至高， 又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
In Philippians 2:9, Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
所以我们要口称耶稣基督为主。
So every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
就是这一位主耶稣基督。
And this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他将恩典赐给我们。
Who gives us grace.
这个恩典怎么来的呢？
So how does this, how is this grace given to us?
接下来保罗说。
And Paul continues.
他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。
He was rich, but for your sake he has become poor.
我们知道，从来都是富人能够帮助穷人能够变富。
We know that it is usually the rich that help the poor to become rich.
这是那些慈善家所做的。
That is how charity works.
可是这里讲，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。
But here it says he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor.
是不是耶稣做慈善做到一个地步，他把所有的钱都给我们，他自己没钱了呢？
Did Jesus do charity to a point that he was broke?
是在讲钱吗？
Is it talking about money here?
是在讲物质吗？
Is it talking about material stuff?
耶稣很有钱吗？请问。
Was Jesus very rich with a lot of money?
他是不是很富有？
Was he a rich man?
看一个人富不富有怎么看？
So how should we judge if a man is rich or not?
你的标准是什么？
What is your standard?
是看你拥有多少呢？
Does it depend on how much one has?
还是看你缺什么
，or how much you lack。
我看有些人他有很多的东西
，many people have a lot of possessions，
可是他总觉得自己还缺少一些
，but they're always in lack of something。
他就不断的想去更多的拥有一些东西
，and they're endlessly going after something。
但是我有看到一些人
，and some other people。
他在物质上并不是拥有很多
，are not really rich in material terms，
但是他非常的满足
，but they're very satisfied。
但是耶稣基督的富足是什么
？But what is the richness of Jesus Christ？
我很喜欢在罗马书的十一章三十六节
，in Romans 11:36，
提醒我他的富足在哪里。
We're reminded of his riches.
这节经文这样说，因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
当我读这节经文的时候
，When I read this verse,
我就脑子里会有一幅的图画。
I have this image in my life.
整个的宇宙
，the whole universe，
整个的世界
，the whole world，
有一个本源
，has an origin，
有一个中心
，has one center，
就是我们的神
，that is our God，
就是我们的主耶稣基督
，that is our Lord Jesus Christ，
一切整个世界的存在
，the existence of this whole world，
我们的人生
，our lives，
一切的一切
，everything，
都从他而来
，originated from him。
都要依靠他
，and rely on him，
所有的意义都要归向他
，so all the meanings point to him。
我们不可能离开他来寻求世界的存在的价值
，we cannot search for any meaning or value without him。
人生的价值
，and including the meaning of our lives，
他是世界的中心
，he is the center of the universe。
这是整个世界维系的那个力量。
And he the power that sustains the whole world.
那不单单在罗马书这一节经文这样说。
It is not only said in this verse, Romans 11:36.
圣经的其他地方也告诉我们。
The other verses also indicate the same thing.
在哥罗西书第二章告诉我们。
In Colossians chapter 2.
说因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Because for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
所以我们要看见神
So We should see God.
我们想要认识神。
We should know God.
我们就要来看谁？我们就要来看耶稣。
We should look at Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣就是希伯来书第一章第三节说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Just as it said in Hebrews 1:3, the sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他有神的本性，一切的本性。
He has all the deity in Him.
所以，约翰福音也告诉我们，万物是借着他造的。
That's why it said in John 1:3, through Him all things were made.
他说，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Without Him, nothing was made that has been made.
我看见刚才跑来跑去的这些孩子。
When I saw those kids running about,
其实我有点紧张。
I was kind of nervous.
特别看到我的孩子爬上爬下。
Especially my kids were climbing up and down.
我就要祷告。
And I was praying.
我说，主啊，他们是你所造的。
Lord, they were created by you.
管管他们吧。
You take care of them.
因为他说，他用全能的命令托住万有。
Because he sustains everything with his powerful word.
他不断创造我们。
He not only creates us.
他又托住我们。
He also sustains us.
在我们的人生当中。
In our lives.
有许多的困难。
There are so many difficulties.
有许多的高山和低谷
，so many ups and downs，
但是他要托住我们
，but he sustains us，
他托住我们的教会
，he sustains our church，
托住我们今天晚上的聚会
，and our service tonight。
可是，这样一位富足的主耶稣基督
，however this God who is rich，
神的儿子
，the Son of God，
他为我们成为贫穷
，he became poor for our sakes。
路加福音第二章告诉我们
In Luke 2:7
玛利亚在哪里生了耶稣
When did Mary give birth to Jesus?
是在马槽的里面
In a manger
就像我们刚才歌中所唱到的
Just as we have just sung in those hymns
有时候我们去强调主耶稣基督的贫穷
When we emphasize on the poverty of Jesus Christ,
好像是从物质的角度去看他。
Usually from we talk about it from the in material terms.
觉得他好惨。
We think he's miserable.
可是当我们仔细来思想的时候
，But in fact,
从物质的角度来看
，in material terms,
他不是世界上最贫穷的人。
He was actually not one of the poorest.
他降生在马槽里
He was born in a manger.
不是因为约瑟没有钱住店
Not because his parents didn't have the money to afford a hotel room.
是因为那个客店住满了人
Because that inn was full and had no room for them.
在今天我思想这一段经文的时候
And when I ponder on this verse today,
我突然想
I suddenly come up with the idea that
这个客店的老板
The owner of that inn,
看到这样一个即将生产的妇女
when he saw this woman, who was about to give birth to a baby,
难道他就没有一点点的怜悯的心
had he no empathy at all?
去安排一个房间
just to arrange a room for her,
去问有没有客人愿意不愿意为这个即将生产的妇女让出房间
and to ask all the guests if they are willing to.Give their room to this woman who will be in labor.
让我想到我们对他的降生
So that when we think about his birth,
对他的救恩
and his salvation,
有时候我们的心是多么的冷漠
Sometimes we're equally indifferent.
当我越来越想到主的爱的时候，讲到他的降生的时候
When I think more,about God's love and His birth.
特别是当今天我离开家的时候
Especially when I left home today.
我们家对面的一个房子
Our neighbor across the street.
他们今天第一次点燃了他们圣诞节的装饰
lit on their Christmas decoration for the first time.
非常的漂亮。
It was beautiful.
从整个的屋顶到屋檐，到前院。
From the roof, from the patio to the backyard.
我心里就问一个问题。
And I asked a question in my heart.
他们做这一切是为了纪念什么？
What they did all this for?
在他们的心里有没有主耶稣基督的恩典？
Do they have the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts?
我们今天来讲他的恩典。
When we come to talk about his grace today,
讲到他为我们成为贫穷。
And we think about the fact that he became poor for our sakes.
不是来讲他在物质上的贫穷。
We're not really talking about his material poverty.
乃是从这样的角度。
But from this perspective,
首先，他成为贫穷指的是我们的主，神的儿子，他从无限进入有限。
So first, it means that this, our God, the Son of God, enters from infinity to into finiteness.
他从永恒进入时间。
He enters from eternity into time.
这叫成为贫穷。
That's the meaning of becoming poor.
如果你有无限的能力，你愿意进入有限吗？
If you have infinite power, are you willing to enter into finiteness?
什么叫无限？
What does infinite mean?
就是你无所不在，无所不知，无所不能。
Which means he's everywhere, he's everything, he's omnipresent.
你从永恒进入时间
，and when you enter from eternity into time，
就是你原来本来是不受任何时间的限制。
It means originally you were not limited by any time。
但是现在他只有三十多年的年纪。
But now you have only 30
years of life。耶稣只有三十在世上三十多年。
And he lived life of only A few years more than 30.
这就是道成肉身。
That was the incarnation.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father.Full of grace and truth, John 1:14.
他道成肉身
the Word became flesh,
是因为父神差遣了他
because he was sent by the Father.
他为女子所生，且生在律法以下
He was born of a woman and born under law.
他本来是神的儿子
He the Son of God.
他是神
He is God.
但是他降卑自己。在律法的以下
But he humbled himself to be born under law.
为什么要在 律法以下
Why under law?
因为他来是为了拯救我们
Because he came to save us.
罗马书和希伯来哥罗西书都告诉我们耶稣降生到最后他成就在十字架上成就救恩的目的
These verses will tell us the purpose of incarnation.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为最深的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
Romans 8:3 For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering.And so he condemned sin in sinful man.
主耶稣基督
The Lord Jesus Christ.
神的儿子
Son of God.
他没有任何的罪
Had no sin at all.
但是他来要做赎罪祭
But he came to be a sin offering.
我们中国人讲话也有一个口语叫什么替罪羊
We also have the expression scapegoat in Chinese.
我没有个人愿意做替罪羊。
No one would volunteer to be a scapegoat.
我们有时候被别人冤枉了一下
，Sometimes we're wronged，
我们就非常的愤怒
，and we can be mad。
是不是？
Is that right?
何况我还要去为他死。
Now to speak of dying for people who wrong me.
这是不是最不合理的事情？
Is that reasonable?
但是他就是这样为我们牺牲。
But in that way, he sacrificed for our sakes.
他做了赎罪祭。
He became the sin offering.
他是为了让我们可以与神和好。
So that we can be reconciled with God.
让我们重新回到父神的爱里面。
So that we can return to the love of Father.
这也是腓立比书第二章告诉我们的。
This is also what Philippians chapter 2 has told us.
讲到主耶稣的降卑和他的顺服。
When it talks about the obedience of Jesus and his humbleness.
我们从他的一生，我们都看到他的谦卑和顺服。
Throughout his life, we can see his humility and obedience.
从马槽开始。
Ever since the manger.
我们要看到十字架。
We can see the cross.
这就是恩典整个的过程。
That is how the grace works.
最后我们来看恩典的目的。
And as the last point, we should look at the purpose of grace.
就是主耶稣成为贫穷。
Which is Jesus became poor.
是为了使我们富足。
In order to, so that we can become rich.
这个富足。
And this richness.
不是物质上的富足。
It's not a material richness.
就像我们刚才讲到主耶稣的贫穷，不是讲到物质上的贫穷。
Just as his poverty is not really a material poverty.
那我们的富足在哪里呢？
So where is our richness?
我们有多富足呢？
And how rich we really are.
你要不要想一想，你有多富足？
Have you thought about it? How rich you really are.
你知道吗？我们基督徒能够喜乐，是因为我们真正知道说我们是富足的。
Christians can be joyful because we really know that we are really, really rich.
如果我们忘记这一点，
if we forget about this fact,
我们就不可能喜乐。
We will lose our joy.
我们就错过了主耶稣为我们成为贫穷的目的。
And we will miss the point why Jesus became poor for us.
那罗马书告诉我们什么？
In Romans,
第八章三十二节这样说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans 8:32, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
哥林多前书第三章二十一节也提醒我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
万有全是我们的。
All things are ours.
你说等等，牧师，你是不是在开玩笑啊？
You say, wait, are you kidding?
我们哪里有拥有所有的东西呢？
When do we own all things?
我明明没有拥有这全部的东西啊。
Obviously, all things are not ours.
如果所有的东西都是我们的，
If all things are ours,
那我所有的钱都是你的。
And all my money is yours.
高兴吗？
Are you happy?
我后面还有半句哦。你所有的钱也是我的。
And I haven't finished.
那我们就开始回家去算一算。你有多少钱？我有多少钱？不是这个意思。
Then your money is mine. Are you good with that?
我们讲到万物是我们的，万有是我们的。
When we say all things are ours,
是因为我们知道神掌管万有。
Because we know that God is in charge of everything.
当我们成为神的儿女，
When we have become children of God,
我们与我们的神一起掌权。
And we will rule together with our God.
我们与我们的主耶稣基督一同掌权。
We will rule with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不再被这个世界捆绑。
We're no longer bound by this world.
我们胜过这个世界。
We will overcome this world.
所以使徒约翰怎么讲？
That is why the Apostle John said,
那在我里面的比这个世界更大。
That the one in me, will overcome this world.
为什么在我里面的会比这个世界更大？
Why the one in me is greater than the world?
在我里面的是什么？
Who is in me?
在你里面的那个是什么？
Who is in you?
主耶稣基督就在你的里面。
The Lord Jesus Christ is in you.
当你相信他的时候，
When you believe in him,
他进入你的生命里面。
When he enters in your life,
他活在你的里面。
He will be living in you.
这是保罗在哥罗西书第三章提醒我们的。
This is what Paul reminds us in Colossians 3:4.
基督是我们的生命。
When Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
你愿意不愿意基督成为你的生命？
Are you willing to accept that?
如果今天你还没有信耶稣，
If you haven't believed in Jesus yet,
我邀请你来相信他。
I invite you to believe in him.
来接受他。
To accept him,
让他成为你的生命。
And let him become your life.
让他能够经历他的富足。
And may you experience his richness.
如果今天你已经相信他，
If you're already a believer,
我想问你一件事。
Let me ask you one thing.
你经历过基督是你的生命吗？
Have you had the experience that Christ is your life?
基督是你我的生命。
Christ is your life and my life.
因为他成为我们的生命。
He has become our life.
马太福音的第五章四十八节成为一个可能。
So that it is possible what is said in Matthew 5:48.
因为耶稣在那里挑战他的门徒说，你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Where Jesus challenged his disciples, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
耶稣的意思是什么？
So what did Jesus mean?
他说，你们要回到当初我造你们的样式。
He was saying that you should be restored in the form that I created you in the first place.
你们还没有犯罪之，人类还没有犯罪之前的样式。
Before human sin.
就是天父上帝自己的形象。
Which is the form of God the Father.
人类在犯亚当，在亚当犯罪堕落之前的形象。
Before the fall of Adam.
这就是这个恩典的目的。
That is the purpose of grace.
让我们可以脱离罪的捆绑。
So that we can be freed from sin.
我们脱离这个世界的捆绑。
We can be freed from this world.
我们不要再去担心。
So that we're no longer worried.
今天有没有吃饱？
Are we hungry today?
因为我们的主耶稣基督
，Because our Lord Jesus Christ，
他是那位看顾麻雀的人。
He looks after the birds。
他看顾我们直到如今
，And he also will take care of us。
我非常的喜欢历史。
I love history a lot.
你知道这整栋的 building 里面最吸引我眼睛的是什么？你知道吗
？You know what this building attracts me the most?
是那个牧师办公室里的一本19世纪的圣经。
Is a Bible in the pastor's office, which is from the 19th century.
里面的签名下面的日期是1896年。
It was signed. With the date 1896.
1896年的时候，
In 1896,
神的恩典已经临到 Santa Barbara 的华人。
God's grace already came onto the Chinese community in Santa Barbara.
100多年了。
And over 100 years,
这个恩典始终在我们的当中。
And this grace has always been among us.
如今这个恩典仍然在我们的身上。
And now this grace is also in our lives.
也前所未有的。
And unprecedentedly.
我们要开始，我们现在已经有英文的聚会。
Now we have an English service.
我们一开始是讲什么？讲中文的。
At first, the church might be speaking Chinese.
然后现在要回到中文的里面去了。
And now we're switching from the bilingual service.
我们年轻的一代
to the Chinese service.
有讲英文的一代。
And the younger generation are speaking English.
无论是中文还是英文
，No matter English or in Chinese.
你有没有看到，都是主的恩典。
Have you seen God's grace in it?
因为我们教会当初19世纪的时候
Because back
为什么会开始
Back in the 19th century, why we started a church?
是因为有一些从中国回来的美国的宣教士
Because some missionaries came back from China to the US.
你有没有想过他们为什么愿意去中国
Have you thought why they were willing to go to China?
因为他们愿意成为贫穷
They were willing to become poor.
为的是使我们使中国在太平洋那边的那个国度的人能够成为富足
For the benefit of the country across the ocean so that the Chinese can become rich.
那如今我们在这里
And now we're standing here.
我知道我们当中有的人已经是美国人 我的意思是拥有美国籍
I know many of you are already American citizens
有的还是中国籍或者其他地方的国籍
Some are Chinese citizens or have other nationalities
但是我们在这里
But we are all here
在这里面对同样的一件事
And we are facing the same fact
就是主耶稣基督的恩典
Which is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ
我们还没有相信的
For those who haven't believed yet
我们需要想一想
You need to think about it
我们要不要接受这个恩典
Should I accept this grace?
我们已经相信的
For those believers
已经接受这个恩典的
For those who have already accepted this grace
在圣诞节这个特别纪念的时候
At this special moment of Christmas
我们应该问自己一个问题
We should ask ourselves one question.
我们应该怎样回应这个恩典?
How should we respond to the grace of the Lord?
在哥林多后书第八章这里
In 2 Corinthians 8,
使徒保罗为什么要讲到主耶稣基督的恩典?
Why Paul is talking about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ?
他是为了鼓励哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹。
He wanted to encourage the brothers and sisters in the Corinthian church
去做一些特别的奉献
to make some offerings
去帮助在耶路撒冷的弟兄姐妹
to help the brethren in Jerusalem
恩典是什么
so what does grace mean
恩典就是爱
grace is love
我们领受了主耶稣基督的爱
we have accepted this love from Jesus Christ
我们领受了他爱的生命
We have accepted this life of love from him
我们有爱在我们的里面
We have love in us
我们就用这个爱去回应我们的主
And we respond our Lord with this love
我们也用这个爱去爱我们周围的人
And with this love we love those who are around us
爱他们的灵魂
We love their souls
我们不但奉献金钱
We not only devote money
我们更要想到
We also should think of it
我们要把福音传给我们周围的人
We have the responsibility to extend the gospel to our neighbors
我相信说100年前的建立我们这个来开始向 Santa Barbara 华人传福音的那些宣教士们
I believe that in the 19th century the missionaries who first preached the gospel to the Chinese community in Santa Barbara
他们不会想到
They might have not thought of it.
有一天
That one day
上帝会把太平洋那边的中国人带到美国来
God will bring so many Chinese across the ocean
带到这里来 学习
to this place,
to 带到 UCSB
to bring them to UC Santa Barbara
带到 SBCC
or to Santa Barbara City College
你们有没有看到这样一个美好的机会
Have you seen this beautiful plan?
就是我们在家门口
that, Have you seen this opportunity that's right in front of our doors?
我们可以做宣教士
We can be missionaries.
我们不需要花机票钱。
We don't need to spend hundreds of dollars.
我们也不要去冒那个被政府禁止的危险。
And we don't need to risk to be banned by the government.
我们在这里。
We can do it here.
在美国这个相对自由的地方。
In this relatively free land.
我们可以分享主耶稣基督的福音。
We can share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们应该抓住这一个美好的机会。
We should seize this great chance.
将福音、将恩典与这些学生们分享。
To share the good news, to share the grace with these international students.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你让我们再次来思想你的恩典。
Thank you for letting us ponder.On your grace again.
这是你从道成肉身而开始的恩典。
This grace started from your incarnation.
直到十字架上。
Until the cross.
你为我们所成就的一切。
Everything you have accomplished for us.
为的是将我们带回到与神和好的关系里。
Because you want to bring us back into a reconciled relationship.God.
我们今天之所以富足
Now, today, we're rich.
是因为我们有你的生命
Because we have your life in us.
求你恩待我们
May you treat us with grace.
我们珍惜你给我们的生命
And we cherish the life you have given us.
我们回应你这样的恩典
We want to respond to your grace.
我们奉献自己
So that we can devote ourselves.
求你来恩待我们
May you treat us graciously
保守我们
May you guard us
引导我们
Guide us
能够行在你的旨意当中
So that we can always be walking in your will
能够来执行你的福音的使命
So that we can carry out the great commission of evangelism
让更多的人
So that as many people as possible
能够享受从你而来的富足
Can enjoy the richness that comes from you
我们也在这样的一个侍奉的当中
And in this service to you
我们可以多多的来经历你的富足
We can experience as much as possible your richness
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen